everybody. This is Greg.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Grudge Inc., Slaughterhouse Racing, Midnight Madness. Topic we got for tonight is, what do you guys think about True Steak Street Car Class? Like full interior, tailpipes, out the back, stock suspension. Mainly small block and then the big block cast. What you guys input on that? And where do you think the class is going? And do you think it's a growing class that a lot of people will be involved in? If anybody has anything to say, you know, about that topic, you know, let's see what you have to say. I know there's a few people on here tonight listening in. May have a few newcomers on here. But let's get a topic going on this and see where we go from there. Myself, I run a street car. And the car name is Blue Bayou. We been a few grudge races and been pretty decent with it. We, you know, like challenging anybody who has a small block car, you know, one carburetor, cast intake, one system, stock suspension, full interior. We welcome those who are in the grudge world who is in this class to, you know, step up and just give us input on what you want to do, you know, as far as the street car class, and do you want to set some races up? This is the show that you can put your opinions on it. So, see many on here, but no one's saying much or nothing, but let me see. No, I'm trying to make this happen tonight. We had a last week. We had a good show after we got going. And we had a good topics about our local track, Grudge Inc. deal. And we had a few people that said they're coming down to our track, US 13 Dragway, on this Wednesday night, the 22nd. There's probably a few lotman races there that night. A few other guys is coming down, I guess, to find a race to lock in with. I'd ask anybody on here, you know, if you got any input on anything. So let's get this show kicked off pretty good. Let me see here. I mean, I know everybody's listening in and getting an earful of what's going on out here in the grudge world. Anything anybody got input on out here, we can go from that and see what's going on. Let me see here. Mic is open for anybody who has anything to say on your push one and we can get a conversation going about this topic tonight. So let's see where we want to go with this. I know a few people can jump in and blend in eventually. Some people start off shy and not to say anything, but let's see what we got and see what we can go at with this. Another thing I guess I'll talk about, what do you guys think about up-and-coming races? I know one's coming up down in Butch Creek, Maryland on August the 8th, and there's probably a few locked-in races in there. That's a race. Then go from there. So let's see what people got to say on here, you know. I'm new to this thing, so I'm trying to go from there. 4073, your mic's open.
You already know who it is.
You sound like Mr. Big Red himself.
The one and only. What's going on, Mr. Jones?
What's going on this evening, Mr. Price?
Ain't nothing, man. Just waiting on these boys to quit being shy. Come on out the closet. They can talk. They don't hurt.
Yeah. I want to see what they got to say tonight. We got a lot of things going on, Mr. Price. I mean, you know, we try to get some things moving, you know, with Grudge Inc., you know, and Slaughterhouse Racing. We try to move some things, man. You know, we just signed on with Grudge Inc. Maybe about 2 months ago, and this is our new show, and, you know, you're one of my guys. So what do you think about the streetcar class yourself?
Oh, man. Well, it's definitely one of the more exciting classes. It's a lot of guys that around here that hasn't really ventured out trying to go out here and do it. But we, you know, at Slaughterhouse, we try to do a little bit of everything. And we kind of enjoy the streetcar action, especially this full interior, all the way out the back, the pipes out the back, 23-degree head, one hit, small block, Malibu, Blue Bayou, you know, a few fellas on the raft. And there'll be a few more here shortly. But, yeah, man, I like it. You know, it's exciting. It's fun. Great when you go down south or even go across the bridge, Capitol, Buzz Creek. Got a great group of guys. We talk a lot of trash on the net, but all in all, these guys are good guys, and we enjoy ourselves, and, you know, it's never personal, it's just business.
Yeah. We got to keep it business, you know, but it sounds a little personal when we're talking a little smack, but, you know, we like, you know, no foul, no harm, so we just getting things pumping, and we having a good time at it, you know. Like down south, we went to Fayetteville, I'd say, and we had a good time down there, man, good
yeah.
Southern hospitality. Good hospitality, man, and I think we had a real good time when we were there. We've been asked to come to a few races to do some racing with our street car, man. And but we have other cars in the camp, you know, that ready to go do their thing, get a few of them finished up. We can go out there and try and enjoy ourselves.
Oh yeah, we right now. I mean. A lot of people don't know the back half cars, a couple more small block cars. You know, we got enough in the camp. You know, just you know, you're the one man band. We require you to do a lot, but we gonna get them out there, get them going, and they'll be a little surprised at the arsenal we have. I can tell you that.
I believe we got a good awakening for a few people, you know, but we just testing the waters right now. We're creeping up on it, and we're trying to do a little here and there. We're traveling, you know. We trying to get our home track to experience the grudge world the way we see the grudge world when we out there doing the grudge world thing. You know, what do you think?
Our home track is U.S. 13 Dragway in Delmar,
right?
Delaware. They, you know, this recently, it's, you know, came on with the list racing and stuff, and it's excitement, man. We have a couple of grudge races that got off, and we're going to have some more here coming up Wednesday. A couple of fellas are coming from across the bridge again and try their luck. Their luck wasn't as good last time, but they're going to try their luck. It's a different group, and see if they can run a few, you know, not just us, but a couple other guys in our area, which all our area is stronger than they think it is. And we battle each other right here, but when we just don't like trespassers coming in and trying to take over what we done did over here. We the invaders, so we're gonna invade their track at a date coming up. We're just gonna have to work on it, get everybody together. and going over there and have a little fun.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And you know, I have a few people on this line I can see, Mr. Price. They're listening in, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what this Slaughterhouse, you know, show is about that Grudge Inc., you know, we're attached to. And like I said, you know, that topic about the true streetcar class, man, is something I got into personally with that Malibu that's owned by Mr. Harold Morton. But I am the builder and the tuner and whatsoever with the car, and I am the driver. But Mr. Morton is on the line. I see him on here, and I say Mr. Morton has done a great job, you know, at supporting that vehicle along with, you know, me doing what I do with it. Mr. Morton, he cuts no corners, no curves, and there are a lot of people out there that want to see how this car runs, you know, but it takes money to get beside us. So, you know, we're not gonna make no shakedown for free having a good side entertainment. We're not going to do that. And our entertainment is once you line up, bet up, and we can show you all you need to see right then and there in that race.
Mm-hmm. I had an interesting... I looked on the internet. I don't mean to cut you off there, Mr. Jones, but I had an interesting, I was looking on the internet earlier, and somebody said, if you're spinning, ain't winning. It was a quote. Somebody said, spinning ain't winning. Now, when we race somebody, just me talking to you, Mr. Jones, mm-hmm. are you betting on somebody to spin? Because I can't guarantee a man is going to spin so I can get a win. So I'm
well,
not just, you know, I kind of laugh at that. You can't say I'm, you know, somebody's betting on somebody spinning and all that. That's somebody else's job. You racing your vehicle, we racing our vehicle, and it is what it is. So
I put it this way. Anytime a man or a woman that is in the grudge world lines up beside a man and betting amount of money, he has no clue that he's going to be spinning. He's looking for the win. So when a person makes this statement, spinning ain't winning, which is a true statement, but far as we are taking advantage of somebody because they're spinning, never took advantage of no one if they're spinning. I mean, if you're spinning, you're supposed to say, man, I can't get on with you. Because if I'm spinning, I can't get on with you.
Yeah.
Now, if you feel as though that you've got a win under your belt and you may have a chance of spinning, but you want to try your luck, well, that's your gamble. The way I look at that, that's your gamble.
Yeah.
I wouldn't gamble that way because I feel as though, you know, I might as well just might as well give you my money before we race.
Yeah. You know, it was just a statement that was thrown out there. You know, I was sitting there laughing at it. It was on the internet, you know. I'm sitting there like, when somebody's winning races, and if everybody else is spinning, now whose fault is that? That's the person they're racing's fault. It's not who's winning's fault. It's the person they're racing's fault. So they, you know, they got to get things situated on their end. Well, I just found that a little amusing.
Right. The thing about drag racing is this: every drag trip is different. So you have to tune your chassis and your power management to that particular drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't have enough time to do it. But most people will get a baseline for the door and try to work it from there. As myself, I get a baseline and I work it from there. It ain't too many stop suspension cars I can't make hook. That is my specialty. It is stop suspension, chassis tuning, and doing, you know, building the vehicles. And I have pretty quick 60-foot zones of stop suspension cars, which I won't even say no numbers, but at a track that's, you know, our track is a great track. I would honestly say it's a great track, the US 13 Dragway. But I have some real good 60-foots, which I'm not really going to say what they are, but that's my advantage so far on a list race that we have at a drag strip, you know. A lot of cars on that list are pretty dang on stout. They're pretty stout. There's a few of them, but me, as who I am, I'm shit talker, first of all, when it comes to racing. Not by right. So I do what I need to do, man, because I said in 2015, I'm going to make something happen, you know, and I want to bring Grudging to our drag strip. And, you know, I see a lot of people bringing cars out, the woodwork set in our area, man. It's cars that they put away.
And that's a good thing. Look, it's time to bring back. Look, you may not be on a level of X275, 10-5, Ultra Street, or whatever. And you might say, well, look, I can't be on that level. But I'm pretty damn competitive. So guess what? This is an opportunity. Hey, come on out. You know, we have a little, we have Testing Tunes on Wednesdays, a little grudge matchup. Hey, mm-hmm. Hey, man, I can go out here maybe once a month and not burn my pockets up and go out here and have a little fun. That's what it's all about, really. It's really all about fun. We talk all, like I said, we can talk all the mess we want. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of guys on that list we talk trash to, but we all friends. It ain't no if, ands, or buts about it, you know.
There's no hater read, and there's no disagreements with racing.
Right.
To me, it's fun and about business. And we're going to have fun, and we're going to do business as far as betting. Now, I got another person on the phone here, James. I got 6465. Your mic is open. You can go ahead and talk. I know you got something you got to say, going to say, so let's hear it.
Mr. Jones, how you doing today?
How you doing? It sounds like Mr. Harmon to me.
What's up, Mr. Fizzle?
That be me.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me. What's going on?
Man, hey, we got a nice little topic jumping, me and James Price. We call him Big Reg. We had a good conversation about a little grudge racing, and actually we just had a conversation about the spinning and winning part. I'm quite sure you heard it, but like I said, when you're doing a grudge race, a man's not going to come to the plate and play ball knowing he don't got no shoes on his seat. So if you spinning, you will not go racing, and you would have to say that spinning ain't winning part. You would just leave that be. Now, if I fell that predicament, like I told Mr. Price, I'm not going to make a bet because I'm not for sure. I'm a hope. Not but the race itself. Hey, man, if I lose, I lose one. If I win, I win one. But I'm not going to lose knowing that I ain't right in the back or I'm spinning or something's wrong with a vehicle. I'll pay punk out if we got a lock in. I say, hey, man, I'll pay punk out and we're done. I'll get back with you later. What you think, Mr. Harmon, and what do you have to say?
Well, I think you're completely right on that point. Because I do believe last year, Super Chevy, Brown Sugar was running into that problem. But, you know, we went out there, you know, just like, I don't know, but like I say, I put my faith in you as far as getting the truck right. And I think this year we're going to come back with a little different game. So, I understand that spinning and winning ain't winning situation. So, that's a good topic there.
Oh, yeah. You got down for, you know, what I know about your vehicle, you got a pretty nice S10. She's one of those ones, when we iron the wrinkles out, she's going to be something to reckon with.
No doubt about that.
And there's plenty.
It's putting time inside of it, which we will be doing. Because there's a lot of things that we have to clarify that has been on for a long period of time. So we might as well have to go ahead and get it done and over with. You know, a lot of stuff, of slurs and stuff been thrown. You know, I threw them, and I also can take them, but we're going to have a nice pot. I don't understand that $300 stuff and things like that, but you can never underestimate a man.
No, you never can underestimate no drag racer. None.
Yeah. So I think with this new sponsorship that I got coming along, I talked with my man today, and it's going to be some big things popping for Brown Sugar. So I'm going to just put it out there for the non-believers. We're going to get this thing going.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear, Mr. Harmon, you know, because that was a race you had last year. I know about, that, you know, it was a Super Chevy and you were spinning and the other gentleman was spinning and you know, I think he was shaking his boots at first a little bit, but once he knew that you couldn't get grip on that track, he come to you and asked you, you know, were you still going to race? And I don't know what you guys talked about, but you went pulled to the side, you went courtesy on it because it wasn't a definite lock-in, right? But you know, you guys went and took care of business on, and that was good sportsmanship, and you talked something out, and, you know, it was all said and done, and it was no more said. But I know that race is coming up again. Now, the gentleman himself, you know, I wasn't there personally the other night at the drag strip, but my slaughterhouse team was there, and they said the car looked it damn good, you know. You know, we're going to say he looked it damn good, but I know that you plan on looking damn good yourself.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
You know? Yeah. Good fellow. Good running car, man. He's a fellow out of the Drummond race car camp. And,
right.
And,
real good.
Yeah, and you know, I know on that top 10 list, which some of these cars are on, they're trying to control the list, seeing what team can control the top of the list.
Right.
I like the list race. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Right.
It's a thing that brings some more excitement to our local dragster. I got a lot of people that wasn't interested in watching racing too much anymore that came back out and said, hey, man, if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be coming. And I'm glad you guys got something put together like this, you know. Mark Cathell and Mark Benson and Steve Drummond and myself and James Price and Charlie Cathell, we're the ones on the race committee board, and we talk things over and try to make things a little better. But we're trying to bring that excitement. Now, on the other hand, Slaughterhouse, Grudge Inc. Slaughterhouse, is trying to bring grudge racing itself to US 13 Dragway to really get something jumping off. You know, just we like to have a nice one race ourselves once a year. You know, I like to sit down to the table and talk to Mr. Charlie Cathell and his son Mark and let us do a race a year, and you know, we do something and see what it, you know, what it turns out to be. And then I can just do some more races through the year, or you can help Mark out and Charlie with a race or something, because we love the grudge game. Grudge Inc. will bring a lot of people to the track. They will bring some people in. I had a conversation.
Sanctioning body. It's just not just saying Grudge Inc. It's on the sanctioned body.
Sanctioned. Just like the NFL is, you know.
NFL.
It's sanctioned like NHR is, IHR is a sanctioned body, but it's a grudge sanction. And I think it would be a wonderful thing to have a grudge meet once a year, just like any other track have an NHRA meet. Have a grudge meet there, you know. Have a good time. Man, people love the heads-up racing. They love grudge racing. There's something about money flying, crap talking, and fast cars moving. That's what it's about, man. And since I was a kid, I always loved fast stuff, loud stuff, stuff talking. I thought it was, you know, I got a kick out of that stuff, man. And so as I got older, I just said, man, you know, I never got into grudge racing until, what, 3 years ago, James? 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 or 4.
We did
a couple, little bit of class racing.
Just a street racing, but, you know, we took away from that. So we got into something that we could fall into.
That can be a little much with a street racing. Some of these vehicles is not played with on the street. So.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, what you got?
Since I can remember, I think your grudge racing format went way back besides the last 3 years. I mean, I could remember being actually my youngest son's age. He used to drive a street car, you know.
Yeah, I did a lot of grudges on the street.
This ain't a new last 10 years, last 5 years thing that everybody thinks that you're doing. You know, he's not no rookie at that.
No, I've been doing it for a while, especially the street race scene. We did right. a lot of that. Had fun with a lot of guys that some of them retired from racing and some of them still racing, you know.
Right.
And they got into the grudge thing. A group of guys, you know, the Ballot Boy Racing's good group of guys, man. Look, stand up. We've been racing for years, man. We ain't ran each other in, I'd say, over 15 years, man. We had a good grudge race this year, twice. They ran us, you know. Like I said, the guys, a good group of guys, and they stepped up. They paid money out, and they went from there, man. And they're coming back. They sat back for a minute. They're regrouping, and they're coming back. You know, we know that, you know, it ain't over because they ain't going to give up. You know, that's any good grudge racer. They'll never give up. And they are, I would say they're a group of guys that ain't going to give up. Out of all the guys that run the track, you know, they did step up, you know. There's a few guys that talk under their breath, but never really stepped up. You know, they text up. You know, they got on the internet and typed up or whatever you want to call it. But they never stepped up like the Ballast did. And I give my hats off to the guys. You know, they have a nice, you know, car. The Nova's a beautiful car. You know, sounds good. Small block car. You know, they got another one coming out their camp. Firebird, one of the brothers got. She's supposed to be pretty nice. He'll be on the grudge scene, and we call him Bobby Loudmouth because he gets it started. Well, Bobby will get it going. That's one thing he will do. And I think they got another car out. And I think it's a Cutlass and a Mustang, I believe, owned by Mr. Wheatley, one of the Ballot Boys, and they working with that. But they coming into the grudge game too, you know. And I like for them to do a little traveling with us to see how it is farther out than where we at, and get something moving. Now, Mr. Price, we trying to get a Malibu Yaris straight. Small block car, right? Mr. Price. Hey. Mr. Harmon.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Where did Mr. Price get to? I see you still online.
Yeah, I'm on here, man. I had a gentleman to call me, Mr. G4 Stop Suspension. Tell him what your name is on Yellow Bullet. Called me and said he couldn't get in the show, and I had to give him the number there to get him straight.
Okay. Hey, look, I got some on the line. I'm going to bring them in. 7807, you are now on the line.
Yeah, this wonderful is racing. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Wongus?
I don't know. I'm trying to see what's happening. I mean, it's real quiet over here. You know, a lot of people talk a lot of noise on the internet. You know, y'all a couple of days before y'all go in battle Wednesday night. What's up?
Yeah, hey man, look, Wednesday night gonna be a battling thing, I guess. And the guys that are coming down, man. You know, we got to put the shield of armor on them. You know, I guess, and go work with them.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how many cars coming down from across the bridge?
They didn't give a definite number, but you know, last time I talked to them, they were talking about 10 to 13 cars.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard you was talking about some street car action earlier. What's up with the rematch with you and Kenny Beach? You know?
Man, look, I tell you what, I like the rematch, Kenny. Kenny hasn't said anything as far as him wanting to do anything with me, but I might see what Kenny wants to do. I mean, I'm not going to call him out because I already beat Kenny. So Kenny would have to actually call me out if he wants to do something.
Tell him we did tell him we were going to rerun him, give him another shot when he's ready. So I don't know if he's
right.
ready or not.
So you mean tell me you got him that bad that he ain't called you out? It's been what, 4 or 5 months?
Then what? March, what was it, 28th, I believe it was? I mean, May the 28th, I believe it was, Memorial Day weekend, it was. I told him at that time, I said, well, Kenny, I'm going to see you to get groceries from me, because I'm going to get you. He said he got the grocery getter, and I blew by you, you know.
Yeah. I tell you, that blew by you is nothing but the truth. That's a sure thing there.
Man, we try to keep her in line. You know, we ain't done a lot of racing this year with her, but it's getting that time, and we are going to do a lot of racing with her. Got some races coming up, and we trying to get her in, you know.
Yeah. So, you guys got a race Wednesday night, get another deuce or something?
Yeah, we got on that list. We got a race, Lisa Ren against the Boosted Deuce Wednesday night for number two spot. And then the number one spot, Takai Smith holds with the Corn Liquor car. Nice Mustang. Both of the cars are beautiful cars. The Chevy 2, the blue one is beautiful, and Corn Liquor is a nice, beautiful car. But Lisa Ray is a beautiful car too.
Yeah. Hey, is this it's another nitrous car?
Deuce is a turbo car actually.
Say what? A turbo car?
Yeah.
When they start having nitrous cars run against turbo cars.
Man, look, in that old top 10 list they doing it, man. So, you know, we taking a gamble with Lisa Ray, you know. She likes to show off a little bit. And we just gonna see what we do.
Yeah, because that's like unheard of down south. You know, those boys don't run no turbo cars against no nitrous cars now.
Yeah, they're doing that once in a while, but they don't like to do it. But we got a couple turbo cars, a couple full charge cars, you know.
Man, I tell you, man, that Lisa Ray must be doing her damn thing then.
Hey, she likes doing the twerk on them. She did a lap dance and then she twerks on them.
Oh man! So this car is undefeated so far.
So far, she's undefeated. Look, they called her on the list because she was sniping. I was sniping with her off the list. They called her on the list. That I need to come on the list. I said that we're gonna run through the list to go to number one, and after number one, it don't even matter after that, you know. So this Wednesday night coming, I'm gonna run number two. And number one, I want to be there because I'm going to call them out. So I'm going to go for the number one spot.
Yeah.
Because I think the guy said nobody calling them out, but we all supposed to be there on Wednesday night because it's called Free For All Night. So I'm going to number one spot Wednesday night.
Oh, shit.
That's my spot. I'm looking for that spot, and I'm going to get that spot.
So Lisa Ray is supposed to have been the underdog car?
That's what she was, the underdog car. Little teeny old small block. Show car. We just dumped on the list and went with it.
Is this Mr. Marcus on here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember when a man says, get on the list and then talk to me? Do you know?
Yes, sir.
You remember who that was?
I believe that was, what they call that, Slow Piggy or No Piggy or something like that. They call that car? I think that's what they call it, ain't it? That's what they call that car, No Piggy, ain't it?
Yeah, they call us up like that.
Look, he's my homeboy. I got to pick with him, though. But he did say get on the list. And don't talk to him, right? We wasn't on the list. And we got on there, and then we had to get a hold of him.
He said get on the list. Run your and somebody's shirt say run your mouth, not your car, and y'all on the list, man. That's all I can say. And the car has been producing this stats. I mean, I don't want plenty of money on the car, you know. I mean, it's like I look at it like this. It's a gamble. Every time you go out there, ain't no betting on no who's spinning and all that bull crap, man. It's money on the line, man. We come to race.
Hey, look, hey, Marcus, now this is what I'm going to say, Marcus. Now, a lot of guys are complaining the track wasn't right. Well, Lisa Ray go to A to B every time. So the track must be all right because she's working.
I don't take sides, but, you sure that one side didn't get sprayed one side and the other side didn't get sprayed?
Nah, it ain't that. We run both lanes and got it in. Hey, we don't care about lanes. We will take a lane flip, but we don't really care what lane we get in, but we will take a lane flip for the courtesy of it all, you know.
Oh,
but she gets down any lane. She likes to dance on any floor.
Hey, Mr. Jones, look, I've been watching those videos, and I see a lot of answer this question for me. Why do a lot of the list cars always want the tire side lane? I mean, what's the deal?
I think they're thinking that most of the people, when they're doing their list testing, that list gets more rubber on it is what they're thinking what's happening. And so that's why they want that lane. Now, like I said again, Lisa Ray Ray will go down any lane, don't give a dag on how many people went on one side.
Ooh,
she's not a one lane whore. She goes get any lane.
Well, there's been some controversy now. There's been some controversy saying that you guys got called out by Q-Burl before you called out Boosie Deuce. Can you clarify that up?
I'll take that one. Let me take that
go
one.
Ahead. Go ahead.
This is what happened. Every time we win a race, I go up and tell Mark every time, look, we want to call out the next person. Okay.
Okay.
It was some phone issues. I don't know what happened. But what happened was Mark went on and got it straight, and we good. But some people get, a little upset about it. But the thing about it is, it was in his phone. We he had already understood. He even had it in a post on the internet that we were supposed to get the loser from 1 and 2. Even Danny and the Booster Deuce already knew that because it was posted on the net. So all other controversy, it is what it is. They can say whatever, but we always make a call out before we even leave the track.
So that's clear right there. That Lisa Ray didn't back down from the two girl S10 pickup truck. You guys had y'all call it already in.
Hey, guess what? And eventually, if he keeps coming up like we keep going up, we're gonna meet somewhere.
Yeah. It's gonna happen one way or the other.
The ceiling is a little short now. He at number four, we at number three. We racing number two, and then we're gonna try to work our way to number one. That's what it's all about.
So who's at number five?
The one there?
Number five. Which car is that?
Number five is Lance White.
I think it's Barney Bowman, I think, now. Because Barney didn't make it. I want to think it's Barney Bowman.
I think it's Lance White because they had to switch spots.
Is Lance on the line?
I don't even know. Tawan would have to know that.
Hey, Mr. Jones, can you call Lance, or is he on the line? If he want to get on the line, he know how to push the one button, don't he?
Yeah, he knows how to push the one button, but I don't see no 757 numbers on there. He must be working not hard.
Oh. Okay.
Well, let me see what we can come up with Mr. Lance.
I'm trying
to find his number on here so I can get his number here.
Hey, Mr. Jones, why are you trying to find Lance's number? I hear you guys got another car coming out on the list.
We ain't thinking about it. But which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I just, it was floating on the internet that there may be a new car coming on the list from out you guys can't.
I don't know which one was spoken of. But did you figure out which one it was? Did they say which car it was?
And they never said no. They never said any details on the car or anything.
Well,
I didn't know whether this was a grudge car, all-out grudge car, or a list car,
Most of our cars are grudge cars.
Okay.
Lisa Ray became a list car. She wasn't even a grudge car. We just wanted to have some fun, so we were sniping off the list. They asked to get on the list, so we took it upon ourselves to get on the list. We've been having fun with the list. Great team of guys that racing on the list. And we just got a ball with it now. Now, we might have a few cars that come test within the list, and if anybody wants to grudge off the list, they can get themselves something.
Okay.
I got a 301 number here. They want you to come on 4067. You're on the line.
Hello.
You.
Am I on the line?
You're on the list. Man, you on the line.
Well, who's number one on the list?
Number one on the list is corn liquor.
What is it?
That's number one.
I think if I come down at Wednesday, I'll be my number one.
Well, you can't come and jump on the list and just run number one, but there's a few down there that'll run you that'll run with number one or whatsoever.
Who is this we're talking to?
Say it again?
I can't tell you that.
Who is this?
What'd you say?
I can't tell you who this is. I got to sneak down there.
We don't run no ghost cars.
It's going to look like a ghost when it comes past.
Hey, now you know a pair of lips will say anything, right?
What's that?
A pair of lips will say anything.
Yeah. A pair of lips will say anything. But a small.
Hey, I tell you what, Jeff, you coming anyway, ain't you?
This ain't Jeff.
So what?
This ain't Jeff.
This ain't Jeff.
This is Jeff.
Who is JJ?
This is Leroy Brown. The baddest man.
Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
Leroy, what you got?
I got a small block Ford with star suspension, 10 inch tires.
I just want to be one carburetor. What you running, one carburetor?
Oh, here we go. I got one in the front.
You got one in the front.
Now I'm gonna come down and get that what's his name? Drummond, whatever the name is.
Oh, you come and get Drummond race cars, Steve Drummond.
Yeah.
You stock suspension?
Yeah.
Steve Drummond stock suspension.
No, I'm talking about this Leroy.
Leroy. I'm talking to you on the phone. You stock suspension. And you use a small block with two carburetors on it. So you said one's in the front, you got one in the back. So
right.
What you giving up? What you doing? I can't talk to Mr. Drummond, but did y'all have an agreement on a race?
Yeah, we already locked in for one night.
Well, this is I know who this is then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pick him. I thought maybe he's the number one on the list too.
Number one will give you a shot at it.
Don't
yeah,
I don't want this car got Willie bars on it.
He got Willie bars.
None of our list cars got Willie bars. None of them.
Correct.
None of our list cars got Willie bars. They are all non Willie bar cars. They are all streetable cars. So, Mr. Rogers, when you come down, you got yourself a race.
Yeah. But I want to get a couple. Drummond ain't the fastest.
We ain't going to say Drummond's the fastest, but he's decent enough.
Hey, look, what y'all locked in some money? Y'all locked in the race, or y'all just coming down and hoping you're going to get a race? What's the deal?
It's 5 on 15, ain't it?
5 on 15.
Okay, so yeah, 5 on 15.
Yeah, but I just want to run the race.
Say it again.
Hey, Antoine.
I want to run the fastest small block stock suspension nitrous car you all got, so I ain't got to keep running up down the road. I like to get that over.
Yeah, I'm coming down to Antoine and try to get Mark on here.
Get on the track near you.
Mark Cassell.
Mark Cassell, yeah. I'll hang up. I'll call you back.
All right.
Hey, Twan, this Leroy, I know this car don't have no Willie bars on the door.
No, ain't got no Willie bar.
Okay, 10.5-inch car?
Yeah.
Drummond going to gap him.
Yep.
Drummond going to gap him.
No, listen, I'm not running. Hey, I'm not running against his Pro Mod now.
You running against his Mustang, his street car.
Hey, that motherfucker, you run against me, I'll leave my car down to be all boys to take a picture.
Huh?
If I lose the Drummond, if he gaps me down there, I will leave my car down there at the end of the pit, and I'll throw the keys on the floor. Y'all can do what you want with it. Burn it, take it home, whatever.
Hey, and leave it with Slaughterhouse so we can take and tinker on it and play with it for you. We want to massage it and rub it down and stuff for you and show you how to make her do it.
We're going to have to.
Hey, so what's this? One shakedown or off the trailer race?
You can shake down all they want. So it gets cool out. We got a couple. His home track. Give us a couple shots at it. That's his home track.
Do y'all got time on this race?
No. As long as he gets the scared ass up before they close.
Hey, look, they open at 5. Hey, Jeff, they open at 5 and they're closing at 10. So just be there at 5:30.
I'll be there at 5:30. I like to get there and make a couple of shakedowns early so y'all don't see it. And then y'all won't battle.
Man, we ain't worried about no shakedown. You can shake down in front of us. We don't give a dag on about that.
Okay.
Hey, look, I seen you shake down.
I seen him take all his shit off the internet.
I seen you shake down in person.
Yeah, but we just got hooking nitrous up tonight. That's what we're doing.
Hey, we're out of the money on you. You come off the trailer.
No, we can't go off the trailer. He come on my track, he can come off the trailer.
Come off the trailer, we're out of the money. We'll put $2,000 to your $1,000. You come off the trailer. If you're scared by a pit bull, come on, let's go.
I don't need a pit bull. I got boxing gloves.
Hey, a boxing glove is no good. This mixed martial arts now.
That's right.
Hey, look, I tell you what, you lay me $3,000 to $1,000, I'll run him off the trailer.
Man, that's unheard of.
Somebody just mentioned it.
We said $2,000 against $1,000.
Then that's fine too. I'll do that.
Call, get Steve on the line. Can we get Steve on the line?
Yeah, we can get Steve on here. Let me try to
You motherfuckers be running that practice all day.
Hey, I don't know, Leroy, where you from? You cross the bridge?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jeff.
Yeah. In between where for me.
You see what we did to Wickerbird and them, right?
You can't, if you all claim that, you all gotta be kidding me.
So what you saying? Hey. You said they was puppies? You said they puppies? Wickerbird and them was puppies? Or Jason Gray now?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be down there Wednesday night. The reason I'm coming down there is trying to get even with you, boy. Y'all picked on these guys up here. And y'all forced me to come down there and get y'all straight.
Hey, they called in and said they wanted to do a little something. And we took them out.
But I guarantee you, next Monday when the show's on, you motherfuckers ain't going to put... When I press the one, you all ain't going to let me get on the show.
Shit, I'm always hit one for you. I'm always put you on here.
Don't let that motherfucker get on here.
Yeah,
hey,
I got
Leroy,
your number.
Hey, Leroy, we gave Wickerbird a penny to get across the bridge. We're going to give you a dime.
We beat Gray, and we beat your I was saying name, man. We got Ski Mask with a little Toyota.
Oh, man. What was it? Oh, you said a Toyota. Come on, man, stop it.
We beat Ski Mask with a Toyota, four-cylinder Toyota.
Man, you should feel bad for telling somebody that.
Yeah.
A 1981 Toyota Corolla.
Hey, you should see what happened down at the Capitol Friday night.
What happened down there?
Ski Mask, same guy you're talking about. He forced me to run him, right? He seen we was testing, so he forced me to run him. I had to give him a kick, right? Motherfucker tried to steal on the tree so bad. Once my driver lit the second ball, he took off before the tree dropped. And the bad thing about it was the parachute on our car fell out on the start line. And that motherfucker, that parachute blossomed at 50 feet. And my driver drove all down the track with the parachute out and passed him about 100 feet out. With the parachute out. All the way down the motherfucker. Yeah, I told him not to give it all I have. I didn't tell him to pull the motherfucking parachute on the start line. It's on the video. I'm gonna put the video out there on DMV Grudge. The parachute came out at 60 feet and was 40 foot in the air, and that Mustang of mine, that motherfucker, drove the parachute past me. I said, "Lord have mercy, that's gonna scare all these hillbillies out of here now." God damn it!
Hey, what you got? A Mustang?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Old 93 Mustang.
Okay.
Got a small block Ford in it. Yeah.
That pretty one with the flames.
Yeah, it looked like it's peeling. Looked like the paint's peeling off it. So
yeah.
It was all one color at one time. We made a second pass and it peeled the paint off. Every time I hit that nitrous, it starts peeling paint off that bitch. That's probably run on motor most of the time. But I might have hit Steve. I might hit Steve with a little something. I'm gonna give him a little. I'm gonna hit one kid on him. I put that on my finger in case I need it.
You gonna
run him
on one kid?
Well, I'm the other on a button just in case he gets, you know, in case we spin or something happens. Something got to happen really bad for us not to be drumming.
Just an eighth or quarter.
Eighth mile.
That's gonna be a good one. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, it's gonna be close. It's gonna be on the start line, but after 60 feet, it ain't gonna be close. It's gonna start out. Mm-hmm. It's gonna start out with a bumper, but after that, it's over. You can beg the difference all you want, as long as you ain't got the goddamn money to differ.
Oh, money will be in hand. Believe that.
Hey, why did he take all his shit off the internet?
Who?
Drummond had a picture of his car, had a picture of all that shit going 501, 50. He took all that shit off.
Which one? The Pro Mine?
No, the goddamn street car he got. When I'm running.
Oh, shit.
He had all that shit on. He took it off. I asked him.
I don't know why he took that off.
I know why he took it off.
Why he took it off?
He thought somebody going to see it.
Oh, yeah. You think it run that fast?
What's that?
You think she run that fast?
I used to run that fast back in high school. Oh, God. That was a full-time job.
Hey, who else y'all got coming? Who else y'all got coming? Y'all got Drummond got a run. Who else? Twine? What else, Twine, you got going on, Mr. Jones?
Oh, they said Jason Gray's for the pop back up. I guess the boy Meek's coming back. A few guys over there trying not to say nothing, just show up.
Yeah. I gotta run Jason Gray at Capitol Saturday, have a grudge race at Capitol Saturday.
Yeah, y'all got a grudge meet over there Saturday. We'll probably be over there ourselves. Come over there, maybe. I don't know what we're bringing, but
yeah,
they come over there Saturday.
I got to run Jason Gray Saturday at Capitol.
Oh, yeah?
Then August 8th, I got to go to Bus Creek and run that guy Bin Laden again.
Ben Laden.
Out of New York. Out of New Jersey.
He got, which vehicle is that? The a Malibu?
He's got a black Mustang.
Yeah, okay, you're right. It was a Mustang. Now, I know one guy had that same name on that S10, that the guy, what's his name? He's had Bin Laden on that daggone truck, Jada Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to do some shit to Bin Laden that I thought Barack Obama got him years ago. I'm going to go ahead and cut his head off this week, next week. Motherfucker. So how long has this show been on?
Man, my show just started last week, actually, as far as this Grudge Inc. Slaughterhouse, you know, Midnight Madness. Just started last week. We trying to jump this thing off, man. We trying to get a few people on here, and, you know, I'm going to invite some more guys in probably in a few weeks. Get them on here, a couple guys from down south, you know, so, you know, we can handle that. Question, do you think it's enough You think it's enough Southern guys come up this way and race?
They don't like to come this way for some reason.
You know, we go that way, but I don't understand why they're scared to come up here.
I don't know either. They said they got enough racing down there, they don't want to come this way. But like I said, we done been to Fayetteville this year. We went to Florida in December. We done been to VMT. And like you say, a couple of them will come to Bud's Creek, but I don't know why they won't come up to, you know. Don't seem like you allow them to come to Cap or any further.
Are a few of them supposed to show up to Cecil County August the 22nd, I'm hearing.
They're
going to show up. Now, I remember I met that little four-door LTD, whatever that was, that I seen the first time I stayed eyes on it was up Cecil one night. And I was like, wow, that's a bad little ride there, man. That thing will run.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
You ever seen that car run, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bad little ride.
Yep.
But, you know, I guess he's from out of a team called SEAL Team 6. And but, JJ, what you think about the small tar racing compared to your pro mod racing? Which one you like the best?
Well, my son drives a small tire car. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I like his small tire stuff better.
Yeah, it's like it's more excitement in the game, you know.
I was a big tire fan
at one time.
It's easy on your pocket, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of money running pro mod, guy.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
They all got money, you know what I mean? All got a lot
of
money. At least in the grudge game, everybody's fairly equal. I mean, I guess you do got some people got more money than others, but it's not like, you know, you need a $500,000 rig and all these $5 motors to get right, two boats in the trailer and all that bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, I like watching pro mods run, you know, here and there, but man, that small tar racing, man, is my thing, man. Love it.
Man, well, these guys up here want you to, they want every car to be exactly like.
Say that again, Jeff.
I had 31 tires on my car before. They made me put 28s on it.
All right.
So they went wrong. Then I took them off. Then I had to have no wheelie bar, so I took that off. They just want to skip you to death. Can't have it, have that. But the biggest thing in drag race, the sand, and they don't even care about, is the weight of the car.
Yeah, and that's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what you get a little bar, a little tire, you can have a goddamn car and fly her body with a double frame. They're like, a big tire and all steel that with a small tire car is light.
Yeah.
I mean, every other racing sanction in the country, you got to have a weight. A minimum weight.
But grudging don't.
Right. But they were, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you can't because you can't get to the scales, but stop stipulating all the other bullshit. Oh, your car is inch bigger, inch taller. You know, you got two cars, not one. You got a plate, not a fog, not on.
Yeah.
Grudging ain't no
stipulating weight. You know, you might be 3,200 pounds and you run a guy, he's 2,500 pounds.
Right.
You in trouble if that man 2,500 pounds got a good working piece there.
Yeah. 700 pounds, you need to go fucking on the horsepower be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can run nowhere near the horsepower you running and just be a few hundred less and still get hold of him.
Right.
Yeah. I know this line is messed up. I can't get nobody to call back in. The guys are text me and saying they can't get in. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here because we only got five people on the line. Now I had 15 earlier. I don't know what happened.
I hit the one button six times. I hit it once. It said you're in the queue. Then it said you're off the queue. I hit it again. It kept going back and forth. So I kept on hitting it. So it got tired of telling me that and it let me get on.
Yeah, something's going on with this tonight. I don't know what's happening with this thing. I'm damn, I want to hit the refresh button.
They might not want to get on. They know I'm on here. They don't want to get on.
What you say? You're scaring them off, Jess?
They don't want that trouble. They don't want to get on.
Oh. I'm trying to refresh this thing and see what happens. Nothing happened. I'm trying to get these lines open, get these people on here. I know some. I know people keep texting me. I can't get through, man. Something wrong with the line. And I'm new at this board thing too, man. So I'm trying to work with this thing. I'm trying to work with it, Jeff.
I hear you.
Yeah, Capital. Think she's gonna be jumping pretty good on Saturday.
I hope for the people. You know what I mean? For the drugs guys, for the promoters and stuff.
All right.
I know August 8th would be a lot of people down there.
But Wednesday, you might, you know, you said you ain't been out track in a while, but it's a pretty nice, turned out to be a pretty nice track here lately, man. They got it took care of pretty good, man. It's a nice layout for a small track, man. They got us pretty decent.
I don't know how many people, how many cars are coming down from over the side of the bridge, but I know I got about 25 people following me there.
Yeah.
We have the people.
You got 25 people to follow you over there?
Yeah, I got a whole crew coming. Yeah, they want to invade Delaware. What's up?
Man, I tell you what, I am trying to figure out this board here, Jeff. Man, I want some more people on here talking. And I don't know what happened to this daggone thing. And I'm trying to get this thing situated. And I don't know what's going on.
That problem one of them other shows last week. They couldn't get nobody on. Huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I gotta see what's happening with this. Let me see. Guest call in. Post call. I'm trying to get this thing jumping. I don't know what's going on with it. Got a few people listening. I don't know what happened. Some of them stopped and restarted back over. But I tell you what, I know Drummond wants to get on here. I know he's trying to get on here because he said he's coming back to be on here tonight.
Okay. On a damn thing.
And I know a few others trying to go. Let me look at my phone and see if I can text a couple of these guys and see if they call in again and see what happened. Hold on for a minute, guys.
No, somebody's had a... Hey, he had a 30 under piston and a 30 over hole. He did. The hole was on, I'll say, 100.